For 3 months, people living in a mobile home community in western Kansas have had to boil their tap water or use bottled water. Sometimes their taps just went dry, the pressure often too weak. Corinne Boyer of the Kansas News Service explains how residents have been getting by in the middle of a pandemic and a dry, hot summer.
On a hot July afternoon, a milk tanker truck parked on a hilly street on the outskirts of Garden City. Cars soon showed up. People got out carrying jugs of all sizes. With the turn of a knob, a hose attached to the tanker began filling jugs. That gave a community something that residents haven't had on tap in nearly 3 months, drinkable water. For Jesus Cruz, it meant a lot.
I'm real happy.
For much of that time, residents of Towns Riverview South have dealt with unpredictable water pressure, like the odds of a coin toss, some days showering, washing clothes, or watering a garden were possible. On other days, they weren't. Water pressure came back when the system got hooked up to a nearby well, but residents have been told not to drink that water until tests for uranium levels are in. It's just the latest water problem that Diane Connor has lived with for more than 30 years. She replaces her bathtub faucets every year.
Because the acid or whatever is in the water literally eats through the spouts. Like in our bathtub with the spout, the underneath portion. We put brand new ones in there less than a year ago, and it has eaten away completely at those.
In April, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment issued a boil water advisory. On June 30th, the agency issued a do not drink order for the neighborhood. Delmer Towns II is the water manager and grandson of the owner. He says the switch to well water and away from Garden City's municipal system reflects ongoing struggles.
We got booster pumps set up, city water ran out here. That was $500,000 to get everything out here. And then we had customers with very little water pressure to none at all in some cases in some houses. So we've been replacing valves and digging up meters and replacing meters, and we got the well back online. At least people can shower and flush their toilets for now.
John Steele with the Kansas Rural Water Association is working with Towns on the system. A big part of the problem, Kansas's water is hard.
And that causes scaling and plugging up, especially in metal lines. And those galvanized lines are, of course, metal, and they get plugged up after a number of years.
While repairs are underway, nonprofits and local government officials have stepped in. The Finney County Commission declared a public health emergency in early July, making county funds available for drinking water. Finney County Health Department Director Colleen Dries says water is a basic service.
What we're trying to accomplish is advocacy for the residents there in supplying basic needs. Of course, drinkable water is a basic need that we would like the residents of that area to have. Of course, during a public health pandemic, we want to have suitable drinking water, bathing water, and sanitation.
Not having access to clean water during the COVID-19 pandemic places an additional burden on residents like Omar Chavez.
Oh, it just makes it even harder because, you know, we're taking risks going out to get water.
All along, residents have continued paying their water bills. Water costs a flat $100 every month, regardless of how much a household uses.
It's awful that we have to pay the same amount, even though we don't get all the amount we should be getting. It's unfair.
The state ordered the owner, Delmer Towns, to fix the system. He needs to install meters that measure water quantities and provide customers with detailed bills. The state said in an email that building and developing water systems take time. It's unclear when Towns Riverview South's residents will be able to drink their water. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Corinne Boyer in Garden City.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connections to public policy.